And now it's time for jazz with In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to start out with a tribute to the great piano player Joe Sample, who passed away yesterday.
Thank you.
Joe Sample from the album The Pecan Tree, which goes back to 2002, and we heard the track X Marks the Spot for Marie Laveau. Joe Sample, great pianist, best known for his work with the Crusaders, starting out by being called the Jazz Crusaders, and then kind of morphing as they got into a little bit of funk and rhythm and blues, and really stretching out across many different genres. They dropped the name Jazz Crusaders and became the Crusaders. And Joe Sample was certainly one of the leaders and mainstays of that group. So we're going to do a tribute to Joe Sample. He passed away yesterday. I think he was 75 years of age. We're going to continue on. The Crusaders actually had a popular hit that was making the charts. That track was from an album called Street Life, and the song was of the same name.
Thank you. We'll be right back. had.
That was Jazz Crusaders going back to 1963 live at the Newport Jazz Festival. The album's called The Festival Album, and we heard a track called Young Rabbits. And that was the Jazz Crusaders, a group whose lifetime spanned 40 or 50 years. That's Joe Sample on piano, Wilton Felder on tenor, Wayne Henderson on trombone, and Styx Hooper on the drums. And we just did a set featuring Joe Sample, who sadly passed away yesterday at the age of 75. And you heard the wide variety of music and genres that Joe Sample always fit in on, from the track you heard before it, which was kind of a disco hit, actually one of their only pop albums, called Street Life. We heard the title track from that. Street Life, recorded back in, in 1979, right in that disco era, and the Crusaders were trying to popularize themselves. And that had some amazing vocals, actually, by Randy Crawford, as well as great piano work by the late Joe Sample. All right, time now is 5:29. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We weren't here last week because we took last Saturday off to head up to Northampton, Mass. And catch the Northampton Jazz Festival. And we heard some great music there, including some great artists that are native to that area. It's Northampton, just up 91 north of Springfield. And they have a great jazz scene there, actually, and it's a very hip town. So we're going to hear something from one of their native sons. His name is Miro Sprigg, and he's got a new album out called Blue Dreaming, and we're going to hear the title track from that album. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I dig that. Steve Davis from his latest release entitled For Real. We heard two tracks from that album. The last one you heard was Blues on Blues. And before that, you heard a track called Big East. Steve Davis, a great trombone player, along with Abraham Burton on tenor sax, Nat Reeves on bass, Billy Williams on drums, and the great Larry Willis on piano. And we're doing a set for the Northampton Jazz Festival, which was last weekend up in western Massachusetts, Northampton, a great town. And they have a good jazz scene there. And one of Northampton's native sons is Miro Sprigg, a fine pianist who they were talking about at the festival, just returned from the Monk Institute, where he studied with some of jazz music's greats like Herbie Hancock and Wayne Shorter and others. He was selected, one of the few players to be selected each year to study at the Monk Institute. Miro Sprigg with his ensemble from his brand new album, Blue Dreaming, and that's Miro Sprigg on piano, Paul Wilchin on drums, Marty Jaffe on bass, Eric Miller on trombone, Michael Slaudas on tenor saxophone. I think they're all musicians that come from the Pioneer Valley in Massachusetts. All right, time now, 5:52. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken. Hope you're digging tonight's show. We're going to continue on with one more artist that performed at the Northampton Jazz Festival, a great tenor sax player. Well, I'll say a multi-reed instrument player. His name is Seamus Blake, and we're going to hear a track called Way Out Willie.
Thank you.
Azar Lawrence, great tenor sax player. From his album, The Seeker, we heard a track called Lost Tribe of Lamora. And that's Azar Lawrence on tenor sax, Nicholas Payton on trumpet, Benito Gonzalez doing a killer piano, Essiet on bass, and Jeff Tane Watts on drums. Azar Lawrence, a really fine tenor sax player. Many people thought he was going to take the baton from John Coltrane when John Coltrane passed away. And Azar Lawrence did play for several years with McCoy Tyner and his group, but then kind of left the scene and no one really heard or saw of him for many, many years. Now he's come back with that album called The Seeker. He's moved to the West Coast. He's plays out of the L.A. area and their jazz scene there. Before that, we heard from Roy Hargrove from an album called Ear Food. And we heard To Wisdom the Prize. And that's a Larry Willis composition. I love that song. And we heard Steve Davis a little earlier. And he plays that on many of his concerts with Larry Willis on piano. But this was Roy Hargrove on trumpet, Justin Robinson on alto sax, Gerald Clayton on piano, and Danton Boiler on bass, and Montez Coleman on drums. Let's see, we started out this set with Seamus Blake from his album Way Out Willie, and that was written for the drummer of that group, Bill Stewart. Way Out Willie, that album was recorded in 2007. We heard the title track. That one features Seamus Blake on tenor sax, Laje Lund on guitar, Dave Kakoski on piano, Orlando LaFleming on bass, and Bill Stewart on the drums. Time now is 6:17. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM.